Hi, food lovers. Welcome back to Deliciously Me with your host, Hannah Spiegel. Very excited to be here as always. I'm just going to get right into my week because I had an interesting week of eating, actually, to be honest. I weirdly wasn't always home at dinner time. And when I live alone right now, I'm with my parents, if you didn't know. But when I live on my own, which will be happening very soon, actually. I'm moving in a couple weeks to New York, so I'm really excited. So for people who have been listening now, I am in the Philadelphia area. Soon I will be in the New York City area, which is so exciting. I try to keep it pretty broad, though. I've lived in a lot of cities. I've been to a lot of cities. I've traveled a lot. I try to keep things so that you can relate, even if you don't live in the same city as me. But as of now, for restaurant references, it's been mostly Philadelphia area restaurants or Philadelphia restaurants, and soon it will be New York restaurants. So that's really exciting. But so this week has been weird. When I am on my own, I tend to eat dinner a little bit on the later side, and I don't really care what time dinner is. I usually work out in the evening, especially in the summer when it's really hot out. I like to work out at 7 p.m. So sometimes I don't eat till 8:30. In the beginning of the pandemic, I was eating at 9 p.m. sometimes just because I wasn't necessarily hungry. So, sometimes you work out and you're not immediately I want a whole meal. Sometimes I have to decompress a little bit and then I would cook and then eat. So now it's a little different because it's coordinating with multiple people. So that's why we kind of eat on the earlier side. I randomly had some plans at evening times and wasn't really able to be home for dinner time. So my eating's been all over the place. But one thing that was incredible was I made a last minute reservation last weekend for me and my parents at the Dandelion, which is a British style pub in Philadelphia near Rittenhouse Square. And it is a Stephen Starr restaurant and it's just so good. I talked about Park a few weeks ago, which is definitely more of a special occasion place. I would say the Dandelion is a little bit less pricey. Park is expensive, but everything is worth the price. So I wouldn't call it overpriced at all, but it's worth it if you're going to have delicious seafood or steak. Of course it's worth it. But the Dandelion's a little bit more casual. I love deviled eggs. I don't always get them. They're not really a popular restaurant item everywhere, but I'll never forget in New York, I went to this place called The Spotted Pig. It's not open anymore. It was an April Bloomfield restaurant and they had the greasiest, most delicious. I know that's weird to describe eggs as greasy, but they were kind of greasy and so good. They had these fried onions on top, these shoestring onions, and they were just the best deviled eggs. And ever since then, when I do see them on the menu, that was probably 8 years ago and I don't think it's open anymore. Maybe 5 years ago. But now, when I see deviled eggs on the menu, I always want to try them. And it's fun when everyone can try them because you don't get, I'm not going to get deviled eggs for myself and eat, three hard-boiled eggs as an appetizer. But if everyone wants to try it, it's a nice thing. And the deviled eggs at the Dandelion were so good. They were really mustardy. You eat two halves and you just eat one egg and that's perfect. The beef tartare was, without a doubt, one of the best things we had. It had pickles on top. It was really acidic. It was really almost fresh tasting. Obviously, beef tartare served cold, but it was just a really great appetizer. It was on this really thin cracker. So we cut it into three pieces so we could all share it, and it was absolutely perfect. I got mussels in a white cider and butter sauce, and my dad got fish and chips, and then we switched halfway through because I didn't neither of us really wanted all that fried food, but both of the meals were absolutely insane. My mom got a burger and we all tried everything. The drinks were delicious. And then sticky toffee pudding. I actually had never had that. I've been to London twice. The first time was to visit a friend and we were really young. We were 18 and she was in school. So I didn't really get to explore the food and I didn't explored that much because she didn't have that much free time. It was really hard to go around the city. So the second time I was only there, I think for a layover, a really short time. I literally went to one pub and then left. So to be honest, yes, I've had British pub food in a lot of different cities, but not that much in London. So sticky toffee pudding is a new thing to me, but the restaurant Crown Chai in New York, they have sticky toffee pudding as a dessert and it is the best dessert they have, and it's so great. And so I got it at the Dandelion, and that's not usually something I would get, because when I'm out to dinner, I really just go for the chocolate dessert, whatever it is. If it's chocolate peanut butter, chocolate hazelnut, chocolate and raspberry, I always get it just because I love chocolate. I know I can't go wrong. But it was such a good choice. We all loved it. It was the perfect amount for three people to share one dessert. And the funniest thing was, this is so random, but I don't want to sound like so fancy and amazing, but in New York, I did get a lot of free food and comped meals and discounts and things like that at restaurants because I worked at such a great restaurant and I met so many amazing people that worked at other restaurants, and we all liked to take care of each other. So that was common for me. In Philadelphia, not in Philadelphia, anytime. I actually don't ever expect that, but it was always such a nice surprise. But in Philadelphia, I've been to a lot of Seven Star restaurants, and I don't know if I said that in the first episode, I talked about my work history in hospitality, and I did work for star restaurants, and I didn't have the best experience in the end, but it was nothing to do with the company. It was one person in particular that kind of did me wrong. But the company, I have nothing bad to say, and I love what they do, and I think it's amazing that they have all different kinds of restaurants with all different types of cuisines. It was really like the first I had heard of that, even as a kid. Like, it was the first restaurateur that I had heard that really had like all these different style restaurants, like a Japanese restaurant, a modern Chinese restaurant, an American restaurant, a steakhouse, then Morimoto, which was like really fancy sushi, and then they had everything. They have pizza. Okay, so at the Dandelion, we get the bill, and I can just tell because of experience that the guy who came up to drop the check after we had paid was the manager and not the server. So he said, just so you know, we took care of the dessert because we know you used to work for us. And I was like, and he's looking at me and I'm like, really? Like, that's so weird because it was 7 years ago that I worked for Star, which is insane. And I've been to so many Steven Star restaurants since then. So I was like, why all of a sudden am I getting a free dessert? Like, not to complain, but like, did something happen? Like, what? And he was like, oh, actually, like, we just merged everything and now we can see what other restaurants say, like, in the company. So usually, like, you look at notes from the past visit or something, but now they can see notes from visits at other restaurants. And I guess someone, like, in 2015 had written that I went to a star restaurant and I worked for the company. So that was really nice. That aside, has nothing to do with how good the meal was. It was so nice. We went super early. So when we were done, it was, like, still light out, and Philadelphia was bumping. It was so busy. Everyone's out for the nice weather. And that was just like, that was the idea of going out. I wanted to show my parents and to see the city in action because it really feels like it's opening up. So that was just such a wonderful night. And I have no bad things to say. And oh, a delicious cocktail, basically a whiskey sour variation with thyme. Delicious with an egg white. So I also, if you saw on my Instagram, I made these delicious fudge brownies with caramel sauce. And it's one of my favorite recipes. They are so good. The caramel sauce is the best. I'm definitely going to eat some brownies later because they're amazing. This is actually the first time I'm recording this episode not hungry, because I just went out for a little snack and some drinks with my friend, and I had a training session today and I realized I hadn't really eaten. It was a big mistake. And then right after, I was like, I need carbs right now. I need to eat something. So I'm not hungry, which is weird because maybe by the end of the episode I will be, because that always seems to happen. But right now I'm feeling good, and I could use a beer, so I'm going to do that for sure. But yeah, I'm feeling really good. I had a couple cheese boards. I had a cake from Bakery House again because we celebrated my dog Olive's 6th birthday. Her birthday's not till next week, but one of her best friends had a birthday this week. So we did a joint party, which was not really a party. It was her three best friends who always come over, but we got them a vanilla cake. I've never seen Olive so happy. She ate it like mother, like daughter. Seriously, she is obsessed with it. And I think it's because the other dogs had had it before. I never really gave her a cake. I gave her like a piece of a cookie or usually like a piece of bacon, because I think that's what Olive always wants. Dogs just love meat. But the other dogs had known what the cake was, so they were like barking and jumping, and so Olive started going crazy, and then she ate the whole thing and she was so happy. Yeah, that was like basically my week. I am going to be going to a lot of restaurants in the next 2 weeks because I'm about to leave. So the three things in my life that I am loving this week, let's go. The first thing is burrata. I know burrata can seem like a kind of like a food trend, because when you go out It's on a lot of menus as an appetizer, lots of Italian places, but also lots of other places. You could do like a lot of places have seasonal burrata where you put like fig in the summer, tomatoes, you put fruit with it at some point, apples in the fall, like different accoutrements with the burrata. I love that word, accoutrement. I do like to order burrata once in a while because it's just like kind of refreshing. It's definitely high in calories. I actually looked up the difference between mozzarella and burrata today. Mozzarella is more stringy. It's made from curd. Burrata is more creamy and has a bolder flavor than mozzarella, which is very, very mild. So burrata is obviously higher in calories because of all the creaminess inside, but I just love it. It's like this weird, refreshing feeling, almost like this sounds so weird, but it reminds me of ice cream, like in that refreshing, really cold, creamy way, but it's a cheesy flavor. I love it. I think it's delicious. But something that I realized is if you go to a specialty store that has burrata in the fridge section with the cheese, it's really, really affordable, and it's literally just as good as the places you get it at a restaurant. So I went to this store called Carlino's, which is a specialty Italian gourmet market around here in Pennsylvania. And I got a container, and I realized actually after I bought it that it was like three little balls of burrata, which was perfect because I could actually eat the whole thing as one serving because it wasn't just one giant piece of burrata. So I bought a salad. So basically I bought this arugula salad for like $9, and I bought the burrata for $6.99. So total, what, $17? I ate the salad in two sittings and the burrata in three. So I put the burrata on top of the salad, like a plain arugula salad with some other things in it, like other vegetables in it. So that was really a nice find. And like, I was really in the mood for that. So I saved a lot of money. It was so delicious. I still have some left. I think that's what I'm going to eat for dinner because I'm not that hungry, but I could eat some salad. And I'm just loving it. I'm loving that little hack. I think it's sometimes more worth it if I want that than to order like an $18 appetizer at a restaurant, and I'll get something that I probably can have at home, like a crudo or like a something tartare as an appetizer, oyster, something that I probably wouldn't have at home. So I've been loving that. The second thing is fennel. Fennel is a weird one because I feel like when you don't really understand fennel, you're like, I don't like black licorice. I don't like fennel. It is not the same, okay? Yes, it has this anise flavor to it, but like, are you kidding me? Like, black licorice is disgusting. It's so concentrated. I don't know. It just isn't the same. Like, fennel is a plant and black licorice is candy. That's just really not the same thing. And I understood that with age and working in restaurants that I really like fennel. Fennel's really good cooked. It's like a lot of times used with roasted chicken. It's like really good braised fennel. I actually really love raw fennel. We randomly had it at the place I used to work. We had like pickled fennel, and then we also had fennel in our crudité, which is where you dip it in a dip. I didn't love the way that they cut it because it was these really thick, like the core of fennel was in there and it was hard to chew. But I like when there's shaves of fennel in a salad or even fennel on like a flatbread. I think it adds a lot of flavor. It's very interesting when you roasted, it obviously adds so much flavor. But yeah, I've just been loving it. I had a couple salads this week that had fennel in it. I like fennel seed. I bought, oh my God, I forget what they're called, but they're these little like cookies that look kind of like a ribbon where they're like a circle and then they cross at the bottom and they're biscuits and they're like really, really, oh my God, what are they called? They're an Italian cracker. They're in the cracker section for Italian food, but this one had fennel seed in it, and it's so good. It's supposed to be served with wine. Like if you go to a wine bar in Italy, that's what they have in like a little bowl on the table, like as if you're at a pub here or a sports bar here and they give you like corn nuts or pretzels, like that would be the equivalent, but it's fancy and it's so good. And the fennel gives it a lot of flavor. I feel like I always buy things that are infused with hot pepper or something spicy. So I'm really glad I bought the ones with fennel because it was a little different for me. And I'm really enjoying it. The third and final thing this week is a rubber spatula. I hope you guys have one of these. I can't say good enough things about it. My mom and I both love it. I've been baking since I was really little, and I've been using this tool since I was really little. Super cheap. You could buy one for $3. They're so great. Like, they just get every last bit of everything. And it's really fun to cook with them. It makes things so much easier, especially baking. I mean, that's an obvious thing. People always use them to make eggs, scrambled eggs, especially those soft scrambles where you want to be mixing them constantly. I'm not a huge egg person. I do really like them, but I never crave them. There's so many foods that are in my life like that. So I'm sorry if you don't agree with my opinions, but I tend to talk about Italian food a lot and meat a lot because that's always what I crave. But I do like all kinds of food, and eggs are just something that I don't really eat breakfast. Like if I eat anything in the morning, it's a bite of something. It's not a meal. But when I do eat eggs, like I do really enjoy them. I just don't make them for myself that much. But a soft scramble with a rubber spatula, it turns out amazing if you like that. I love a soft scramble. Oh my God, with ricotta cheese and chives. Try that. It is really good if you like scrambled eggs, especially if you like them a little runny. Some people think it's like gross, but I think it's really good. A rubber spatula is really good for that. It's always good for getting batters. If you're getting like a soup out of a bowl and you want to put it in a container, it gets every last drop. It's so good. And then I always lick it when I was making the brownie batter. I licked it all off the rubber spatula before I washed it off, and that was so good. That's about it. Just kidding. I'm going to talk a little bit about food shopping today. Different kinds of stores, different kinds of grocery stores and markets. What I like to do, my thoughts. If you have kids or a big family, it's not going to be the same as my opinion because I'm shopping for one, my own needs, things that I like. If you're shopping for a family and you need a full pantry, a full fridge of snacks and things like that, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about individual needs and likes. So, like if you need to go to a generic grocery store and just spend $300 for your family, that's totally different. But I get it. You know, I get it. I understand everyone's different. I'm going to start with like generic grocery stores. The ones around here, there's a store called Acme. There's a store, it used to be called Gennardi's. Oh my God, I used to go there. And Giant, it's called now. There's a lot of Giants though. Like those kind of stores in New York, it's like Morton Williams. In Boston, it was Shaw's. It's always like the generic grocery store. The only reason I go to these stores is for pantry items. I like the generic brands of baked goods. I like Domino sugar, McCormick vanilla extract, McCormick spices, cinnamon, things like that. I don't like organic random brands of that stuff because I think when you follow a recipe for baking, it is always going to be based on those generic brands. I think that they taste the best. They're most consistent. And that is what I like to get at those stores. Obviously, oh, and chips. You got to get chips at those stores. The best snacks. If you want like nostalgic childhood snacks or like things that you just, potato chips, you know, you don't want the fancy, healthy version of that, then that is the place to go. So those are the things I buy, or drinks. Like I don't really buy soda, but like, you know what I mean? Those things that staples in your pantry and things like that. So that's why I go to those stores. I completely think that's the most cost efficient way to buy a large amount of food. Those things are the cheapest. In New York, it's hard to, I don't know. At the stores around here, there's always so many really old people in those stores. People always move really slow. It's kind of annoying. So I rarely go there right now. But in New York, I did go to Morton Williams. I went there occasionally to stock up on certain things, even like cereal, things that it's always like nostalgic for me. Is that weird? Like if I want like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which I rarely ever buy, I think I've bought it twice as an adult. But like if I want something like that, that's where you have to go. At one time, I remember I was like on a search for Eggo waffles and I couldn't find them anywhere. And like the only waffles I could find at the stores near me were like frozen random Belgian waffles. And I was like, this shit is not what I want. I want the Eggos with the slice of butter in the middle that I used to eat as a kid. Like that's what I was looking for. So this is the store for you if that's what you want. And then I'm going to say my favorite store in general is definitely Whole Foods. People used to say Whole Foods was so expensive. Like maybe like 8 years ago, I remember people like a big Whole Foods opened up where I'm from and people would be like, but Whole Foods is so expensive. It really isn't. It depends. Listen, the stores get cheaper the more that you cook because the more prepared foods you buy and the more marinated foods you buy, like things like that, that are already prepared for you, are so much more expensive. So the more that you cook, the less money you end up spending on food. The produce at Whole Foods is the best. I think it's consistently the best. It's just they have tons of organic stuff, and that's when I care about organic is always with produce. They have really good looking greens all the time. They always have the best looking fruit. There's times I've gone to the generic places, gotten like a box of raspberries, and 2 days later, the whole thing's moldy. That rarely happens from Whole Foods, for me at least. If you have a bad experience, I'm sorry, but I just think it's really like all around the best store. The way that I do my shopping in general is once a week, I make a very detailed list of things that I need. Sometimes I look up like two or three recipes and plan those. And then I get like a bunch of things to have and figure out the rest. And some of those recipes make leftovers too. So it'll be like, usually I spend about $100 to $140, somewhere in there, once a week. And then in between, I do runs to certain other stores, maybe, or if I need one or two things, or even like at the corner store, I can get one or two things that I forgot or that I missed or that I decide I want that day. But I make sure I have like a full fridge. I don't actually use the pantry that much. I rarely get like tons of boxed foods. I always have a full refrigerator. I think that's like the main thing. I love yogurt. I love produce. I love meats. Anything that is refrigerated, I feel like my fridge is always full. I'm not like the type to, I don't like make mac and cheese. Like I just don't do that. So I love Whole Foods. I have nothing bad to say about Whole Foods. Okay. People are going to be mad, but I don't really like Trader Joe's. Sorry. The thing is also, it really depends where you live. Like I obviously in New York didn't have a car, so I couldn't just go anywhere I wanted. I couldn't buy a ton of stuff without having to carry it all the way across the city. There was no Trader Joe's within 15 blocks of my apartment, and that is way too far. The only thing is like I maybe could have gone there after work and then brought it home from work. It just seemed like such a pain. I never wanted to do that. I always wanted to come home to see Olive. So I never did that. I really don't like Trader Joe's. People always try to argue with me by saying like, but it's so good for one person. Like, what if you're in a rush? What if you need to make a frozen meal? First of all, if you're living in New York, you never have to do that. You fucking order sushi or you like get a sandwich. Like, at the corner. Like, are you kidding me? You don't need to do that. That I'm never like in a rush to make a frozen meal. I'm sorry. That's just not my style. Never do that. I'm also not a snacker. I do really like candy. Like, I'm not saying that I don't find anything at Trader Joe's. I like their dip section. I do get some dips there. I actually tend to make my own dips a lot. I doctor up things. I make yogurt dips. I make hummus. I doctor that up. I buy plain things. I add stuff to it. You know what? You know the deal. But I like their dip section. They have a lot of nuts. The nuts are very reasonably priced if you like nuts. I buy nuts there that go on my cheese board. They have really good pecans. They have really good walnuts. There are certain things I might get there, but I would never go out of my way just to go to Trader Joe's because they don't have really great produce, at least at the one I go to. They have a lot of like individually portioned stuff, things in bags that are already like either peeled or chopped or green beans with the ends cut off. I don't mind doing that stuff myself because I like being in the kitchen. That's why I have a food podcast. I like being around food. I like cooking it. I like eating it. I like to make my own things and enjoy the things that I make. It makes me feel good. So yeah, it's just not my place. I have found things like my friend told me about this nut butter that they have there, which I really like. I'm really enjoying it. Of course, there's good things there. I just would never go out of my way to go there. And I'm sorry. And the Hawaiian shirts are, you know, a lot. It's just a whole thing. Plus, there's always a huge line. Oh my God. There's always such a big line to get out and to get in. I can't deal with that sometimes. Let's talk a little bit about specialty food shops. By the way, the reason I'm talking about this week is because in the past 2 weeks, I have been to Acme. I've been to Whole Foods. I've been to Trader Joe's. I've been to an indoor farmer's market. I've been to an outdoor farmer's market. I've been to a cheese shop. I've been everywhere. I've been to a bakery. So that is why this came up, because I've just seen so many different stores. So specialty markets are another category. In New York, there's Murray's cheese shops in general, DeBruno Brothers here, I mention about every single week. I think these places are the most fun. If you like food shopping, these places are the most fun to go because the people are the most knowledgeable. They know everything. they have to have some sort of background, like the cheese places, they need to know something about cheese before they start talking about it, how cheese is made, where it's from, how they do it differently wherever it's from, if it's a fish market, how fresh things are, you know, if they're from freshwater, saltwater, all that stuff. I love a good cheese shop. I just think I also like, this is the type of place where I go in and I don't have like a spending limit. I usually just try to have fun and I rarely come out with more than one bag of food. Like I'll come out with one bag with like four or five really quality ingredients that I'm really excited about. Like when I went to Carlino's, this is what I bought. This is a specialty Italian market, but they have everything. They have prepared food. They had a cheese section. They have meat section. They have pasta, whatever. I got frozen, already made tortellini pasta where you just have to heat it up because I wanted to try this sauce that my dad bought. Whatever. I bought that. I bought a container of olive oil that I'm taking back to my apartment in New York when I moved there. They have an entire olive oil section with like 20 kinds of their own olive oil infused with different things. It is incredible and it's so delicious. And before the pandemic, they had bread out and you could try all the olive oil and balsamic and it was the best experience. That was one of my favorite food experiences of all time in a market. It was just so fun. Oh my God, but now you can't do it. So I got the plain one because I wanted to support their own brand, but I wanted just the plain so I could eat it on anything. So I bought that. I got the pasta. I got the burrata. I got a salad. That's what I got when I was there. And then I got like one little really specialty brand of salami that's infused with something interesting because I wanted to try it. And then I got one little jar of some sort of sauce that I really wanted and a bottle of some drink that I wanted right then. And I spent like $45. But you know what? It's like I got five or seven things that I'm really excited to try. And for someone who loves food, like that's what I need to entertain myself. I don't need to like spend money on renting a movie. Like I'd rather spend the money on that. So I'm really excited to try. I haven't tried all those things yet. I'm really excited about it. And I'm still thinking about it. So it was worth the money because it's been a couple days and I'm still excited. So that was really great. And the people there are so nice. The people behind the cheese counter, they know what they're talking about. In New York, in Hell's Kitchen, where I used to live, there was this market called the 9th Avenue International Foods Market. They had all this really authentic Greek food. They made their own tzatziki. They had tarmosalata, which is a fish roe dip. They had octopus. And then they have all these spices that they measure out for you. It's like being in a outdoor market in a different country, but it's all inside this one store. So you can get nuts and grains by the pound or by the fourth pound, however much you get for yourself. Like I would get a fourth pound of a spice because I don't need that much. And then I bought a few little jars and I kept them in jars and the spices are really fragrant and really great. That's like one of my favorite stores, actually. I'll probably, even though I won't be in that neighborhood, I'll probably go back there because I really liked the people who work there. They have all these Greek products like Greek honeys and Greek salt and Greek breads, like all these packaged items, cookies, and then they have really authentic Italian grocery too, things that you can't find in the grocery store. So that's fun too. Like that's always an experience. I love going there. There's a fish market next to that. So I used to go to that fish market where I don't really make that much fish fillet. Like once in a while I'll make salmon because I want protein, but I don't want to eat a bunch of chicken or I don't want meat. So I make salmon. I've made tilapia a lot of times, but I'm not a huge fish fillet person. But I would go there and get shrimp a lot because shrimp was always on a good deal. Once or twice a year, I probably made mussels and I would get it there. And a couple times I made like tuna tartare and I would buy like sushi grade tuna. And that's the kind of place where you ask them and they get it out of the back. But it's so fun and everyone knows what they're talking about. It's just great to go somewhere and have them say like, can I help you? And just know exactly what they're doing. I also really love a good butcher. I already talked about that in the steak episode, but can't sleep on the butcher. I love the butcher because they're so knowledgeable. Usually it's like a family-owned business. People have been working there for years and years. It's like the milkman, the guy who's been like delivering milk for his whole life. It's the same kind of idea where it's like a family business. The butcher that I went to in New York was called Esposito Butcher. There's a butcher here in the farmer's market. That's the one that I usually go to. They have tons and tons of options. If you don't see it, you can ask. And like 9 times out of 10, they have it in the back. I bought bone marrow. ground, like the best was getting, like telling them I'm going to make a bolognese, and then they like grind veal and pork and beef or whatever combination they do together for you so that it's all ready to make in the sauce. It's just such a fun thing when you talk to someone else who likes food as much as you, who's as passionate as you, who can help you with these things, which is really great. Like sometimes I go to the butcher and they're just like, what are you making? I tell them and they give me what they think I should get. And it's like so great. Bakeries are also fun to, I guess that's a specialty shop, to get bread. I like a fresh loaf of bread. I said like it's hard for me to buy a whole loaf of bread, but the places that do, a lot of bakeries do a smaller baguette, half a baguette, or half a sourdough, because those are the most popular loaves usually. And then like markets in general, there's a lot of when I go, I love markets so much, like food markets, not necessarily shopping markets. When I travel, every single new country I go in, I have to go to a market. Like in Spain, I went to 2 or 3 markets, a lot of them like with a bunch of different outposts, like of different restaurants, not necessarily grocery shopping, but a lot of different snacks and foods. Like this one in Madrid that I went to was all indoors and it was a little bit fancy, but it's like you could go and eat like one oyster. You could go eat like one little tapa, like one little toast with one little olive with something inside of it. Like it was just so beautiful. I love doing that. And that was like lunch for the day, because it's like you just try like 10 things and you end up spending like 15 euro, which is like $20-$22. But it's like you tried everything and it's so much fun. And I did that in Italy. I've done that everywhere. A lot of the markets have a mix of like restaurant kiosks kind of, and also grocery. Like the Shuk in Israel is one of my favorite places in the world. I used to do my grocery shopping there. I would literally take a 40-minute bus and haul all these bags back to my apartment in Israel when I lived there, because I loved going to the market so much. I would buy produce. I would get myself a juice on my way so I would have something to drink while I was in there. It was really hot. I'd get a bunch of produce. I'd go to the cheese guy. I'd get some cheese. I'd get some pastries to eat on the way home. Like I had my whole routine and it was so fun. I think that's probably like the first time I really experienced something like that. Like I think that's also why in New York, I don't mind that I have to carry things, because that was like so extreme, but it was so worth it because it was the best place to go in all of Israel, I thought. The Tel Aviv Shuk, it's like really famous. And I literally did my grocery shopping there, which is so cool. Yeah. And then like a good farmer's market. I mean, if things are in season, it's definitely worth the extra money. Usually in cities and nice areas, farmer's markets can actually be more expensive to buy like the freshly picked mushrooms. Usually I see a lot, and like kale that's been picked, and different kinds of lettuces and herbs. So it can be a little more expensive, but like if you know what you're making, that's a great place to go. Like sometimes I go to the Union Square market, and if I see something that really catches my eye, that's like a beautiful piece of produce, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to make this tonight because it's so fresh and so beautiful and so great looking. So yeah, so like I'll do that, but I don't tend to buy all my groceries there because it really depends what's in season, and then you just have to plan accordingly. But anyway, I'm just someone who never dreads going to the grocery store or going to the market. Like I love food shopping. It's a fun activity for me. I don't know if everyone agrees with that. Some people who have families or have a lot of people to shop for, it can be really frustrating. I tend to go and really enjoy myself and try to socialize with the people who work there. And that's just me. But thank you for listening. Follow me on Instagram at @deliciouslymepodcast. See some upcoming really good food content. Maybe some dog content for my dog's birthday party. Yeah, because she's so cute. And there's cake involved, so it's kind of related. But anyway, follow me. Please like and subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell all the foodies you know. This is just some fun, happy food content for everyone who loves food as much as me, which I don't know if there's many of you, but maybe this will make you hungry. Maybe it'll make you want to go to Trader Joe's. Probably not. Love you guys. See you next time. Bye.